have forgotten what it feels to be ourselves. What interests you? Oh, I love those shoes. I love those cars. Very nice. If I can play back Naija, I put like 100 naira, win 10 million naira. Wake up. That's not reality. Wake up. That's not reality. And some people actually went and bet, put 1,000 and be fasting for it, you know. I did it too. Ah, thank you for saving me. Right. Foolishness, don't know. I was among one. A man came to call level highest, I don't know. You will play bets and you go and be fasting and praying, wasting your prayer. I imagine how God will be in heaven, say, hi, this is my son, he's a fool. And the angels will be like, what is this Otondo doing? And yet I wake up. Having it, the devil will give you a vision where you want it. Go now, go and collect it. Go and collect 50 million with 100 naira. Go collect them. And your father keep them. Go now. The devil always find a way to keep us busy. And that time, they'll be calling, come, let's go for vision. Now, when they're showing me better, I can watch good if I have back. And when it didn't go the way you planned it, you lose your peace. And then you can't pray. And then you accuse God. You're a liar. You showed me a vision. No, you don't understand. His plan for you are always good, but you don't know how to get it. He didn't say seek money and I will come. He said seek you first the kingdom. That means the priority he wants is to seek his kingdom and everything he will give it to you. The peace of mind. See, you, no amount of money can give you rest in mind. It's not possible. You can't. Chase money from now to the next 50 years. You can't find peace. Money does not give peace. Some people say, just give me the money, eh? Give me the money. They will give you. You heard the testimony of the young man that was told to use his manhood for sacrifice to make money. He rejected it. Thank God he gave his life to Christ. I heard it, my ear was shocked. I used to watch it then in movies. I know it is possible. But for it, there is certain thing you know it's possible, but hearing it is a different feeling. Praying and you know an encounter, there's an encounter, it's possible to have an encounter with Christ, and witnessing and having that encounter with Christ is a different thing. Praise the Lord Jesus. The Bible said, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart. You want to understand what it means to set apart? Let me do something. Can somebody set themselves apart here? Can one person set apart? One person here, set apart. Now, this is set apart. Thank you, sir. Sir, please come, sir. This is what they call set apart. So what God did was he set you apart. And those people were there. And he said, Michael, on the 13th, you're going to be ministering. I'm going to release my mighty power. As many of them that believe, they will be impacted on 13th. And that year will be 2020. And I know you are yet to go to earth. But when you go to earth, which will be happening soon, when you go to earth, I'm about to form. The family you will go to is this family. You see, the firstborn is there. His job is to be well. Out in the things of the spirit. Are you ready to go? I'm fine. I'm go. And you give God a hug, and he says, I love you, and you say, I love you back, and he sent you to earth, and you came back to earth, and you forgot everything. Thank you. Sit down. We must find our roots. Yo, you think it was the Big Bang? And how can something that destroys bring something? I don't understand. Bing bang, something exploded and a human being came to existence. How is it possible? Something that a bomb will bring forth life. I don't understand. Scientists are so wrong. Although God still uses them to bring forth cure in certain things. Is something happening in your spirit? A message has to go to your spirit to wake you up. So who are you? I'm the Son of God. And Jesus says that to them that believe, he has given them the right to be called the sons of God. Not because you're no longer the son of God, but when you believe is when you realize that you were the son of God. And the authority will be given to you back again. Because if you don't know you are the son of God and that authority will be given to you, you will misuse it. You will kill everyone that offends you. Some of you, if God appears and say, Samuel, tell me what you want, I will give it to you. You say, Father, let all my enemy cripple. Let me become the governor. In fact, I refuse. I cancel it. Cancel governor. I become president. No, no, I cancel it. Let me not be Nigerian. Let me be from US. Let me remove Trump and become the... Trump, I mean, I'm Putin. No, I cancel it. Let me become Putin. Look, this is what you are requesting. But when you come of age, you know things that are important. And when Moses came of age, what happened to Moses when he came of age? He set himself apart. He refused to be called the daughter of Pharaoh. Will today be the day you will come of age? In case you don't understand, the prophecy was that the people of Israel will remain in captivity for 400 years, but yet they stayed 430 years. And somebody said to God, Father, you said 400 years. How come it's 425? And God said, it is not my fault. Moses is still sleeping. Can you forfeit being the son of a president to serve God? Can we look at another verse? Isaiah 44, 24. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, Jesus. I'm not hearing you again. Praise the Lord, Jesus. Please, if I offend you, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I have to cast this body. I'm sorry. Maybe some of you tomorrow, some of you may be like, that man, he messed me up. I feel so bad. I'm not coming. Don't worry. If you don't come, I'll come to your dream and continue. Oh, you don't know. You don't know it's possible. You don't know. Oh, wait. Don't worry. You will see me. I will come. Thank you, Jesus. He said in verse 24, Isaiah 44, 24. I'll read from there. 24. He said, this is what the Lord says, your Redeemer and Creator. I am the Lord who made all things. I alone stretch out the heavens. Who was with me when I made the earth? This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer. I am the Lord who made all things. I alone stretch out the earth and the heavens. So if God was the one who made all things, then who made you? Your mother, your father, your uncle. Who made you? God. That means there was a life you were existing. There was a life, there was a place where you were existing before. There was a life you were living. And knowing my Father in heaven, he will not send you except you were perfect for it. Can you send someone to deliver a message when you know he's not perfect? Can you send your child of 4 years to cook rice for you when you know he cannot? So for you to come to this earth means you are important to God. But what happens? Let me shock you. Most of the fashions you copy are not made by men or created by men. They were created by demons. Most of the fashions you wear were not made by men. You went to a club, you saw two ladies, a lady dressed half naked, feeling comfortable. You went back home, you tried it out, it worked for you. The next day, you never see that lady again. She's a ghost. She just introduced the fashion to you and she left. And you were so quick to grab it. And the devil will just promote the business. You become the next stylist or whatever. It's a stylist, but the next stylist, the next fashion designer. And everything went wild. Next time, the only thing you meditate upon is fashion. And the devil comes and in your vision, you saw a man dressing with just a bikini or a woman dressing with just bikini, walking on the road. You were like, this is fun. You wake up and you put it on. Bikini started raining. And it is not funny. You can wear a bikini and go and swim. But yet, when you sit down, you cross your leg. Excuse me, who are you deceiving? Wake up. It's how the devil manipulates us. We think we are wise, but we are actually ignorant. Spaghetti. Is it spaghetti? My wife. Macaroni. That's Indomie. Spaghetti. I think that one that has one hand. A devil in form of a human comes dressed in spaghetti And every man was like honing. You know, these Wakada people, some of them are devil candidates. They'll be honing. You love the attention. You want that same attention. And the next day you went and you dread because they'll do po po. And funny enough, that day they will do po. And nobody will pick you. It's funny, but it's because we have missed the parts. The church, this message has left the church. It's living. They say, dress, I'll come the way you are. It doesn't mean that you should come however way you want. It means come with your broken heart and he will mend it. Your business is not going well. Come to him. He will fix it. So when we pray, you pray because, not because... There's somebody here right now. Something just happened in your chest. You're just set free. Something broke out of your chest now. It's funny that it's not just the laying of hands that can break. The word of God is like two-edged sword. It pierces. That is how the devil manipulates us. Some of you, you go to Instagram. Oh, this girl has followers. I'm sorry. It's not just about the ladies, but I'm making a point. Forgive me, please. I'm a man, so I could use the example for ladies. When you become a minister too, use for men. Oh, help me. For now, please, accept me for who I am. Maybe if I go, I'll ask my wife more about men so that I can help out. Forgive me. You go to Instagram, she posts a picture. She only did, some people can post a picture of their hand, they get 50 likes. You are depressed. You are depressed. You are depressed that because of only your hand, 50,000 followers, you are depressed. You don't know who you are. You don't know the light that burns in you. I told you that a man stood. Can you imagine? Daniel prayed. An angel came to him and said, Daniel, thou art highly favored. A man was so strong in the spirit of prayer that he became the talk of heaven. The day your prayer point changes from wanting material things to wanting spiritual things, you have grown. If you have been blessed, can I see your hand? Please be honest. If you are not blessed, just don't raise up your hand. If you are not blessed, just, it's okay. So I will know, I'll go deeper. I'm here to cast the burden. Oh, when Kosi had in our family, you will lock the door. Let me tell you something. Let me share a secret. Me, wherever I go, I will be favored. Because I've understood the law that guides favor. I've understood that no man favors you, no woman favors you, except there is a grace that follows you. Some of you, the devil has, Nigerian movie has projected so many bad things in you that if you see an elderly woman in the village, you believe it's a witch. Let me tell you, when you sow seed in an elderly person, the blessing that will come upon your generation will be changed. But because Nigerian movie, I've told you that when you give money to an elderly woman, she will use it for sacrifice. Oyataga Monsu. One day you will be old. People will see you as a witch too. Forgotten the blessings of the father. A man called his son. A man, Jacob, called his son and laid a curse upon his son, Reuben. And that curse stand. And one day another man came that operate in a high frequency and said, Reuben shall not die. But live, and God honored that word. In order for you to do business on earth, you must know how to deal with the spirits. There are certain levels in life you can never climb except there is a spirit backing you. And if that spirit is not from God, it's from the devil. And if it's for the devil, you pay a bitter price. But it's from God. You are King, he's David, right? You are David, right? You are David, right? There is something, there is a being right now at your shoulder, right now as I'm speaking. Are you feeling any difference in your life, in your body? You're feeling something. They are changing things in your spirit now. Oh, you don't know. The Bible said that surely they shall gather. Whether you fast or you pray, they will still gather. The problem is not about that, they will gather. But let me tell you, there is no spirit working with you. They will tabogi. You will die. That is why you are sleeping. A spirit is massaging you while you are sleeping. You've not found your roots. And my wife will tell you, it used to happen to me. One day I woke up, I said, from now, don't massage my chest, massage my back. It never happened again. You will encounter, see, encounter is not when God appears to you and speaks to you. You can encounter the word of God. Hold the truth, hold one word of God and believe it and stand by it. You will change nation. Billy Graham preached one message, John 3:16, and he changed the world for over 50 years. He never told us about any encounter. And yet, in his ministration, people will be having an encounter. Encounter the word of God. When last did you sit down to study the Bible? But you read romance every day. You have books of romance. What they call it? Somebody help me. They have it. They read it. You see a lady in class. There is no lecture. She'll cross her legs. She'll hold the book. She's reading. Funny. Be like, give her a Christian book. That Christian book will be in your house for 1 year. No reading. You see a man, give a man a Christian book to read. You'll be reading 10,000 ways to make money quick. 10,000 ways. Are you? Do you have sense? 10,000 ways to make money quick. If the person is making that money, will he reveal it to you? And yet the person is selling the book. Why didn't he give it free for you I'm sorry. Some things, when you preach them, the message is born in you. Because I'm only a vessel. I found out that everything Jesus Christ did was from the Father. It was God that was doing everything. Jesus Christ presented himself as a vessel, and God used him throughout. That was what happened. He said, whatever I see my Father do, I do. If I do like this and you do that same way, are you living your life? No. You have to kill your own will. A man came and met you and said, I will marry you. You have been the Lord of Ring for 10 years now, no marriage. You think it's just natural. And every time he comes to propose, something happens. Whenever he wants to propose, his truck will fall. Whenever he wants to propose, the house will burn. At the point, the man will look at you and say, this is the problem. She's the problem. Since I met her, everything has not been good in my life. But you can change that. You can change that. You can be able to be a man that will just go in the spirit. And once you enter the spirit realm, you lock your door and close the window and begin to and your neighbors will be wondering what is happening to this man. They will call you a madman. Tell them, yes, a spirit-filled man is like a madman. The Bible said you must be mad to serve God. I say, how many of you know what it means? Am I not mad? But in the realm of the spirit, I'm praying. I'm speaking to God. In fact, it's funny enough that when I pray in tongues, I don't pray in the language of men. I pray in the language of a God. If I'm you, do my only prayer be, Father, let me die and live for you. The one you are living, how is it? The funny thing is that you don't know that one of us here, you might not know, but the reason, let me share you a story. My mother was the only person that was holding the family. My mother was the only one holding the family. She prays every morning. She prays rosary every morning. I mean, 15 decades, they count by decade. Every single morning she prays it. Night she does the same thing. She dragged me to it. I've gone to many churches in this world. My mother. Mother's bar. If there is a pressing problem in the family, they will drag you everywhere. And they don't know. She doesn't know which one is true from God. Which one is not, when she comes, if you ask for money too much, she will run. But she will be paying you. And one day, I came back home in Benue State. I saw my mother. Anger boiled in me. I was angry. I said, this is not normal. How can I see my own mother that I've not seen for long? Because I'm in Oka. I've not seen for long and I see and I'm angry. The next morning she woke up, she said, I got upset. And I said, this is not right. I met her, I said, Mommy, I love you. I hugged her. She said, you know, mother's name. Hey, can we name it? Automatically, something fell off from my eye. It means I was manipulated to hate my own mother. You think it's not possible? Wake up. Before you wake up, I said, I don't know why I hate someone. You don't know what is wrong with you. You think you just wake up and hate someone. You are being manipulated. That person might be your destiny helper. You don't know. I never woke up until my mother was killed. That was when I knew that I have to carry the cross. Michael Robo lost his mother and his brother before he woke up. You are the gatekeeper of your family. And whenever I pray, I don't know, whenever I press on in prayer, 1 hour, 25 minutes, the spirit of my mother will appear to me in my mind. And I will say there was something I could have done to save this woman. When she was taken to Regina Shelley, she died in a car accident. I went to Regina Shelley for 1 month. I was praying for her right there in the mortuary. And that was the day fear left me. Fear died. You are the gatekeeper of your family. Sit down there. I'm be doing WhatsApp and Facebooking. Wait. When he comes knocking, you will fast more than you expected. Is something happening in your life? You see, you have to know who you are. So when I preach this message, I'm preaching it from the depth of my existence, if I have to say so. Because it is funny, your brother or your sister might be the one to financially bless your family, but that thing cannot happen because it's been manipulated. You were called to bring for a revival in that family, but what were you doing? You have what they call okwonketa. You are everywhere at every time. You are omnipresent while on earth. Where you are going with ebona happen? You've forgotten your gifts. You've forgotten that you are sent. Say, I am sent. Can we wake up? See, let it not just be something that happened at the revival, the break of revival. Let it be a fire that you carry home. You must see, for you to be great, you must isolate yourself from people that does not add anything positive in your life. During my wedding, they asked me to bring bridegroom. You see, what they call that thing? Men in suit, ba? You see, men in suit, ba? Men in suit. I didn't know there was anything like men in suit for wedding. It was on my wedding day that I was told. Did I call you? Yeah, who and who I called? I called some people. I was telling them, come. Because all the people I have are ministers. The kind of people that are around you determines. I can be sleeping, Apostle Regina will call me on the phone. I say, I saw in the vision, this thing happened to you. Pray in tongues. I will stay. That is the kind of people you need. Not people that call you, hey, Reginald, how far? Oh boy, peace where they come down. You they come? That is not the kind of people you need in your life. Can one verse, please? One verse, then we'll pray. Just one verse. Are you? Am I boring you? Are you tired? I'm sorry. If I don't cast this burden, I mean, I feel no sleep too. You're not the only one that doesn't sleep. We don't sleep too. It's funny, that time we'll wake up in the night around 2 o'clock. We'll just write, who is online? Do you know the reason why God wakes you up around 2 o'clock and you can't sleep? It's because there is a burden, there is a soul you need to win, but you don't know. You think God wakes you up in the night to watch Telemundo. You are in error. When I sleep, once it's 3 o'clock, my eyes are open. What you be hearing is, who am I praying for? I don't even know. But am I enjoying it? Yes. Is it easy? No. But when you come and you prophesy to someone, like something happened in their life, when you go back, you feel joy. You know that you are fellowshipping with the Spirit. There's a level you will come, fear dies in you. You no longer fear anything. In fact, if you fight for your life, you will lose it. But if you are willing to lay it down, you will get it. A man will tell you, I will shoot you. He said, before you shoot me, can you give your life to Christ? And the man is wondering, what is wrong with this one? I said, I will kill you. He said, I know, I'm aware, but I'm already dead. And why they are trying to shoot you, are you're not saying, Father, take your soul, because you're not ready to die. If you say, Father, take your soul, God will grant it and allow you to die. But when you say, they cock the gun, it doesn't work. Before you know, he will drop the gun and say, what, who do you serve? Your life must reflect the life of a Christian. You cannot be a Christian without power. this young man, there was a testimony shot to me that he's can I share it? I can share. Thank you. He was traveling. He shared with you. Someone sponsored his trip going. Someone he doesn't know favored him. Even chartered a keke to drop him where he's going and left him and waved him. Why he's coming back, the same thing happened. Favor. You don't wake up and such anointing follow you. You must be a man in the presence. An altar has to be raised. I'm not saying the altar, they will say bring 50,000 to raise an altar. That is a stupid, that is a occultic altar. You raise altar by standing and praying. Change things in the spirit. A man says that your family will not sleep. You don't reply him back. Because the warfare are not carnal. You don't reply him back. You go to your house and you kneel down. You give him 5 minutes of tongue and he will come back and say, I'm sorry. 5 minutes of praying in tongues. Oh, excuse me. Tell me now. Come. Please tell me. Tell me it will not be good for me. Come and hi. Oh, tell me. Meet me. Tell me. Emeka, it will not be. Tell me. You will be standing, an angel will appear and slap you. You don't see, there's how a man can be anointed. You no longer need to command the angels. The angel will speak on your behalf. The Bible said, he said, never tell the angel you made a mistake, because the angel is a deadly angel. The angel that God gave to Moses was a deadly angel. And God said, Moses, never tell him you made a mistake, because whatever you say, he will do it. Have you seen an angel smiling? They are focused. They come and they drop the message and they leave you. When whoever, anybody in the Bible that an angel appear, they always fall on the ground because they carry presence. You are watching just movie. While the movie is playing, an angel is doing incantation, you are afraid. Just movie, you are afraid. What if the demon appear in front of you? You will die. And you will be in the front row in the church waving your hand to Jesus. Christian without power, error. Can we be on our feet? The prayer will be, Father, I want to die today to live for you. The prayer will be, Father, I want to die today to live just for you. Cameraman, please come this side. Some people, there is some, the Lord is going to do some people's life. Prayed and ceased the rain for 3.5 years. Your prayer matters. Your prayer can change the destiny of someone in your family. If you have not received our emotion. Hey, no, yes, Father, yes, Father. Thank you, Father.
Hey! Oh! Jesus, today we are alive. So let there be many who will fall in love with you. Jesus, today we decree there will be many, Lord, in love with you. Jesus, today we are lying. Let there be many who will fall in love with you. And here people who want to fall in love with Jesus, you must understand where you are coming from.
There will be many who will fall in love with you.
Hey, all we are asking is that we will be many.
Hey, oh,
let there be many who will fall in love with you.
Hey,
all over Nigeria, we decree. Let there be many who will fall in love with you.
It's you.
Jesus,
just tonight we declare,
we decree all over the campuses, all over the nations, all over the nations, all over schools, all over campuses, universities all around, universities all around, universities all around, all around the churches, all God will pray.
In Jesus, I see. Hear me. There are some people here that is, I see the mark. I see the mark of God upon their life. I want the fire of God to start announcing them. There are some people now you've been intoxicated. Holy Ghost, show them. Father, Holy Spirit, I see the call. There is a call upon your life to serve God. You know that that call is in your life. You know that that call is in your life. You are aware that that call is in your life. When you are younger, you are able to operate in the spirit. Holy Ghost.
We will not be fool.
Deposit it in their life.
We will not be
deposit it in their life.
We will all be plenty.
Deposit it. Revival, revival. The fire of revival.
All we are asking is that we are tired. Jesus, today we decree, let there be many who will fall in love with you. Oh, Jesus, today we decree, let there be many, many.
Begin to change things in the spirit. Begin to change things in the spirit. Change it. Change it. Change it. Change it.
My soul is open. I receive the fire. Tali Oshina Mandela Kuza. Ekeno Samadhi.
Oh God, baptize us with power. Baptize us with fire. The fire to play. The fire to play. Change the fire to play.
Change it.
The fire to play. Prayer power. Prayer power. Prayer power. Prayer power. People power.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
Prayer power. Prayer power, prayer power, prayer power. Hey, deposit upon us. Hey, the ability to pray. Oh God, quench every laziness.
Jesus,
quench every laziness. Quench every laziness.
There will be many who fall in love with you.
Every laziness, let it down.
Jesus, tonight we declare.
Every laziness,
there will be many. Oh
Lord, we want to be
Father.
Jesus,
revival, 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 revival,
revival.
Jesus. Nigeria revival. My soul.
Shadabana Makulia.
Some of you are still looking around. I don't know why your eyes is open. Can you ask God? Can you ask God to baptize you? A prayer call.
Jesus to death.
When you can, prayer is a spirit. Prayer is a spirit. When it comes upon you, you don't know. That is why you are still like this. You don't know your rank. You don't know who you are in the spirit. That is why you are still like this. Hey, oh God, baptize us with prayer power.
Hey,
aina matema aina kaya. Until you know
there will be many
who will fall in love with you. All over Nigeria, Jesus today, we decree, let there be many who will fall in love with you. Let it be your heart cry. Let it be your heart cry. It's a heart cry. It's a heart cry.
Jesus tonight, there will be many who fall in love with you,
All over Nigeria, we are like, let there be many, many people in love with you. All we are asking is that we are tired. We are tired of seeing everybody everywhere. Cold and warm. Hey!
Jesus.
Who is the Lord we are asking? All over Nigeria, we want to see everybody speak of you. Jesus, all we are asking, is that we are tired. See everybody everywhere, bold and warm.
Jesus, today, where they pray, now there will be many who fall in love with you.
Cry out. It's a hard cry. Don't stop it. Let it burn. It's coming. Let it burn. It's coming. Let it burn. Hey, be tired of your life. You can do more than this.
Pray till you lose your voice.
You can do more than this.
Pray till you lose your voice.
Do you pray?
I'm pouring.
Hey, don't close your mouth. I want you to judge. Become a judge in the spirit. Allow the baptism.
My very family, we fall in love with you.
Cry out to your God. It's not about shouting. It's not about shouting. It's not about shouting. It's about knowing what you are doing in the spirit. Lord, we ask. I fall in love with you.
I could.
Jesus, we decree
that
there will be many
who fall in love with you.
It's an outpouring.
Jesus, we decree
it will be better something. It will give
who fall in love with you.
Continue, continue. It will give better something. Yes. It will give birth to something. It will give birth to something. Something will be born out of you.
Jesus, today I decree that my generation will love with you.
There is a fire inside me that is capable of burning the world.
I see the spirit.
There is a fire inside me.
I see the spirit. When you are there, when you are there.
Yeah.
When you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there, when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are here,
hey,
when you are here,
when you are here,
when you are here,
hey,
now you are here,
and you are here,
now you are here,
hey.
Young man, can you come?
In the abyss. atmosphere of Jesus.
I shut up and
I see. I see the Lord establishing
atmosphere
you. And I see the grace of prayer. Who invited you? Is anybody that?
I'm the atmosphere of Jesus.
You came with anybody? No.
Atmosphere.
You don't call me on the phone. Well. Okay, you saw the poster. You told me you were here.
Yes, I called the prayer. Yes. And you told me it's by four.
Yeah, I told you it's by four.
Yes.
I'm seeing God restoring revival to you. You will bring forth a dimension of prayer. I don't know if you're understanding this. God is going to use you. Do you know?
Yes.
Someone told you before?
Yes.
They told you before?
Yes.
That God is going to use you?
Yes.
I see. He's going to start as an intercessor. You see yourself praying, you can't control your prayer. God is giving you the power of prayer.
Yes.
Areba jada ne manune. Areba sha.
Ashata bilukoni samina kuna ilatu.
She's prophesying. The Lord is about to open someone's ear in the realms of the spirit. Put your right hand on your ear.
Yeah, I'm going to do some yoga.